ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma faqbal udhri warham shiddata dhurri wa fukkani min shiddi wa thaqi ya rabbi irham dha'fa badani wa riqqata jildi wa diqqata azmi يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي.
Brothers and sisters, this part of the divine Kumail supplication was under discussion. يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي. O you who raised in my creation, to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to the goodness toward me, and to the nourishment of me. Habni libtida'i karamik. Bestow upon me, for the sake of you having given rise to me with generosity. Wasali fi birrika bi, and your previous goodness to me. We said earlier that in this part of the supplication, the supplicant is feeling that he is at the presence of the beloved. He deservingly feels that that the doors of Allah's mercy have opened for him. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is ready to hear the servant's prayer. So the servant starts asking, Allahumma faqbal udhri warham shiddata dhurri. O Allah, accept my excuse, have mercy upon the severity of my affliction. Habni libtida'i karamik. Bestow upon me because you have been generous to me, because of your previous goodness to me. Wasali fi birrika bi. Now, in the previous episode, we started discussing another aspect of prayer, which is the reality of supplication and dua that we can see in this divine Kumail supplication. Regarding need and its realization and its presentation before the Almighty Allah, we said that the true supplicant, first he realizes that he is indigent and destitute, then he presents the needs before the Almighty Allah. This ontological need and faqr toward Allah inherently attracts the mercy of Allah, even before the one becomes aware of it, even before the supplicant raises it toward Allah. The example of need is that of a low and soft land which naturally attracts water and somehow absorbs it. And on the contrary, the parable of disdain for worshipping Allah is that of a high and solid land which does not accept water. Such are the people who are disdainful of Allah's worship and of calling upon Him in repelling the mercy of Allah. Accordingly, He subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives them of it, even though His mercy embraces the heavens and the earth. So what we are trying to say is that there is an ontological relation between indigence and the mercy of Allah. Each of the two seeks the other and somehow pursues it. The need toward Allah is in pursuit of Allah's mercy, and the mercy of Allah seeks the object of need and indigence.
Oh Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin, and the brittleness of my bones. Oh, he who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg you to restore your favors and blessings upon me as you did in the beginning of my life.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So what we said earlier on about the relationship of faqr and indigence and the attraction of Almighty Allah's mercy is exactly similar to the relation that exists between the weakness and neediness of a baby and the love and affection of a mother. Each of the two seeks the other. The feebleness of the infant seeks the affection of the mother, whilst the affection and sympathy of the mother are in pursuit of the weakness of the infant. So, she always takes care of her. So, in the existence, it is similar to a learned man who is in search of an ignorant, a physician who seeks the sick to cure him, and the strong that always searches for the weak in order to support him. In brief, this is the norm and sunnah of Allah, which is functioning in everything. As Shaykh Baha'i has narrated, we should be like the man named Toba, who was always estimating his own deeds. When he was 60, he counted all days of his life, which was 21,500 days. So he said, "Woe on me, if I have not done but one sin every day, I have done at least 21,500 sins until now. Am I to visit my Lord in such a sinful state?" So he cried loudly, he fell down to the ground and died. "My Lord, everything I am your creature, I'm under your dominance, we are under your will, we are under your intention. We have no escape. O Lord, you have created us from the soil. You have had regard for us while we were nothing worthy of note. And then you trained us. You had mercy and you had blessings on us. Now we have come to your presence, weeping, broken, humble, and we are asking you to forgive us because of your previous goodness and generosity toward us. Habni libtida'i karamik wa salifi birrikabi." Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't let cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through